Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korean rocket launch raises fears. The North Korean government says the launch was for a peaceful space mission, but the North's apparent non-compliance with international obligations raises questions about the real purpose of the launch. The UN Security Council on Sunday condemned the launch and vowed to quickly adopt a resolution on the matter. Samantha Power is the U.S. ambassador.
Pyongyang claims it launched what it called a peaceful Earth observation satellite. But nobody is fooled. So-called space launch vehicles are the same technology as ballistic missiles, which are expressly prohibited by multiple Security Council resolutions.
U.S. lawmakers are expressing resolve to counter the North's nuclear program and military ambitions. Passage of tougher sanctions on North Korea could be expedited this week on Capitol Hill. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan clawed through vast mounds of wreckage early Monday in hopes of rescuing the more than 100 people trapped in rubble of a 17-story apartment building left flattened by a powerful earthquake. More than 170 people have been rescued alive from the building. Authorities say Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 34 people and injured more than 500 others in Tainan. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations. Somali security officials say they have identified a person they believe planned the bomb attack aboard a Dalo Airlines flight last week. A senior official says the suspect is linked to at least one other attack carried out by al-Shabaab militants. He says the man runs a business that serves as a cover for covert al-Shabaab operations. The man has fled and still is at large. This is VOA News. A new poll suggests Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders and real estate mogul Donald Trump are maintaining their large leads in the northeastern U.S. state of New Hampshire, which holds a presidential primary on Tuesday. Here are several New Hampshire voters.
You want to know who I'm going to vote for? The smartest person on the... One of the two smartest persons. Either Carson or Carly. Both very intelligent people.
I don't even pay attention, to be honest with you. I'll be happy when it's already gone.
It's funny when you look at other parts of the country, they don't even see the people yet. It's, you know, it's interesting. It's nice living in New Hampshire for that reason.
It's a lot of hubbub. You know, there's a lot of things going on. It's kind of exciting.
That poll was released by Monmouth University on Sunday, and it showed that Trump has the support of 30% of likely Republican Party voters. Trump is 16 points ahead of his closest rival. That's Ohio Governor John Kasich. Kasich is in a tight race for second place, along with Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. In the Democratic race, the poll showed Sanders with a 10-point lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League annual championship game Sunday, which is going on at this hour, extends far beyond the stadium in San Francisco where the Super Bowl is being played. Teams from North Carolina and Denver are vying for the championship. Last year's game brought 114 million television viewers in the United States. That made it the most watched program in history. Algeria's government has adopted a series of constitutional reforms meant to strengthen that country's democracy. The reforms put limits on the presidency and increase the power of parliament. The reforms passed Sunday with 499 lawmakers voting in favor, 16 abstaining, and several opposition lawmakers boycotting the vote. Some opponents are expressing doubt that the reforms will actually bring meaningful change. Celebrations are kicking off around the world to mark the new Chinese year, the Year of the Monkey. Chinese New Year 4713 starts February 8th. The traditional celebration of Chinese New Year goes for 15 days and ends with the annual Lantern Festival. Embattled Haitian President Michel Martelly left office Sunday as required by Haiti's constitution, thus ending his five-year term with no one elected to replace him. A runoff election was canceled last month amid violent protests and suspicions about vote rigging. Martelly handed power over to the leader of the National Assembly in Haiti. Lawmakers are expected to choose an interim president to take his place. It remains unclear who will govern Haiti in the coming months until new elections take place. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.